Okay, I'm just going to talk to you for just for a minute, a few minutes about the reading that we just heard from the Gospel of Mark. And I want to think about the importance of the word encouragement. That really kind of comes through under the surface, despite all the talk about suffering. And I'm really humbled by the fact that we have people from Sri Lanka who are really who know what that's all about, to really persist in extremely difficult circumstances. So I want to be really aware of that. And I pray that the opening of God's word in this situation would be of encouragement to them. So I don't know if you ever had, I'm sure you have, you had a time like this where suddenly something comes up in your life, or maybe it's a perfect storm of things. And you're looking at this thing, which is just about to happen, or a series of things are just about to happen, which sometimes does. And you're kind of going to yourself, I have no idea how I'm going to deal with this. And you kind of feel a little bit like a deer in the headlights. And you're going, I don't know how I'm going to deal with this. And I don't know if I can deal with this. So many years ago, a number of years ago now, my wife and I were walking around, I think it was Canmore. And there's an area there where there's a number of shops and there's restaurants, you know, little cafes kind of thing. And the thing out in front of these little cafes, they often have like a chalkboard out in the front, and they'll say, you know, here's today's special, you know, this today's special, or here's a special kind of, I don't know, Nicaraguan coffee you have for you. It's kind of out there on the checkboard on the chalkboard written in chalk. And so we're walking along, trying to have a nice day in Canmore, but I'm not having a good day. I'm thinking about this thing, which I'm about to have to deal with, or a series of difficult things I'm about to have to deal with, not focused on really my surroundings that much. And I guess I said, not enjoying, despite how beautiful Canmore is, was not enjoying it. And I looked at a chalkboard in front of a restaurant, and where you would usually find the special of the day, this is what was written. I can quote it directly. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial that has come upon you to test you as though something strange were happening to you. 1 Peter 4:12. And that's not the usual thing you see on a chalkboard in a restaurant. And I should say, first of all, I'm not somebody to look for signs. You know, looking for signs all the time. I think maybe we're not supposed to do that as much as maybe we sometimes do. And I also try not to over-spiritualize things. At the same time, there's times when let's just say God isn't subtle. And that was, you know, clearly a direct message for me. Again, not very subtle. And I've often thought about that throughout the years, many years ago, but it keeps kind of recurring in my mind. And I keep thinking about that quote from 1 Peter and what on earth that was doing there and what it was trying to say to me, what the Lord was trying to say to me. The reason I think about this is that, of course, we heard in our gospel reading, we've got this exchange between Peter particularly and Jesus, the same St. Peter who wrote the first letter of Peter. And as you know, Jesus has just told the disciples, Peter's just said, yeah, you're the Messiah. That's great. And Jesus just told the disciples, well, that means that, you know, I'm going to suffer. I'm going to go to Jerusalem. I'm going to suffer. And Jesus, Peter does what a lot of us do. I do. Everybody does, I think. When somebody's telling you what it seems to be bad news and that he's going, oh, there, dear, nothing's going to happen to you. You'll be fine, right? You're the Son of God. You don't have to worry about it. Everything's going to be fine. Now, you're just thinking very negatively here, aren't you, Jesus? So just buck up. At which point, Jesus does not appreciate the condolence and turns on Peter and rebukes Satan, as you heard, that his words were somehow trying to tempt him. And then furthermore, tells Peter, yeah, not only am I going to take up my cross, you are going to take up and need to take up your cross and follow me as well. So you think about that, and there's all kinds of things that Jesus isn't saying there to Peter, obviously. He's not saying the wrath of God for human sin is going to fall upon you on the cross. Obviously not. You're not going to die for your sins. That's not what I'm talking about, because I've taken my sin, your sins upon me. I, Jesus, have taken your sins upon me, and I'm dying for your sins. He's not talking about that. It's not what he's saying to Peter. He's also not saying, as one of my teachers grew up hearing, although he didn't hear it quite right, unfortunately, you can never expect to be happy in this life. You know, he's not saying that either. You can never expect to be happy in this life. He's also not saying, well, just, you know, revel in your suffering. He's not saying that. But he is saying that fiery trials, as Peter would later himself, we heard in this, that as I saw on that signboard, fiery trials will come upon us. They may come upon us, as some of our friends have experienced. They come upon us because we are disciples of Jesus. That happens. They may come upon us simply because we're human beings, and it's the nature of being human. For us to go into times of difficulty for a variety of reasons. The key word for me in what Peter said that was quoted on that sign is, I think about what Jesus is saying to Peter, is the key word is don't be surprised. And that is, don't be surprised when this happens. We know it's going to happen. But it is not meaningless. And the meaning is maybe the wrong word, but something will be revealed in the course of this fiery trial. And one of the things that will be revealed is of what we are made. If we trust the Lord, and what will also be revealed even more deeply is that we belong to him and that he is with us, and that somehow in the midst of these fiery trials, there will be something which will at least make us more human and make us more Christian, even if we don't understand how to draw the lines between the dots. The Lord will use this, and this is the point about with the testing. The Lord will somehow use these fiery trials to make us more deep disciples of him. I often think myself about, as I said, I often think about that sign, which is so kind of weird and unexpected in a way. Often when I've thought about it, I thought, well, this is some kind of a warning for me. It's a warning. Watch out. This is going to happen. But the more just in the last week when I was thinking about it, I thought, you know what? What that actually was a kind of encouragement to me. It's kind of like, I'm letting you know that this is happening. This time of difficulty is happening. And I'm letting you know that I know that it's happening. It's a way these words from First Peter that I'm quoting, these words given to us are a way of strengthening us to say, do not be surprised. And I want to strengthen you by letting you know that I know, and that the fiery trial isn't the end any more than the crucifixion is the end. At the end of the fiery trial is some kind of transformation of us as Christians, just as the end of Jesus' crucifixion, is the resurrection. So we can think about that. I know, for example, in our parish community, I know you folks have been through various periods of transition. I don't know if you call them fiery trials or not, but you know, things that were challenging. Because you're Christian people, I think, in a sense, we're not surprised that we face difficulties. And it's also the case that, just as I'm starting to start here, I know I can see very clearly that people are faithful and have been faithful, even when things are disorienting. And we can also think about the same thing this week in our personal lives. We can think, well, we're not surprised with it when things don't go right, when things are difficult, when they're testing, whether they're super fiery trials or just little trials, we'd not be surprised. But the call is to be faithful, and God will honor our faithfulness. He will strengthen us in the midst of them, and somehow we will become better disciples through the process. So maybe in the next week, and we could keep this motto in our mind when we're facing something which is highly challenging, and that is, do not be surprised. The Lord knows, and He wants us to know that He knows. And also these words, I will strengthen you. Let's pray together for a moment. Lord Jesus, you know all the good things in our life. You also know some of the trials which are facing each one of us, Lord. We ask you, we thank you that you know everything about us and everything that's going on with us. We thank you for your close attention to us and your love to us. And we ask you for the gift of trust and faith in you, and for the gift of encouragement that comes from you, Lord. Help us to be faithful to you in the good times and in the most difficult times, and because we know that you are faithful to us. We ask this in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen.